to Sanchez! What a finish!
Ghost! Aguero made it! Manchester City won the Premier League!
Bring gems with no regard for human life!
Curry for three! What a night for Stephen Curry!
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale!
Manchester United have reached the promised land!
Can Manchester United score? They always score!
Don't wish, I'm glad you're just so. Can't do you, Evan, get back.
No. Can't believe they just won the first NBA championship for Cleveland in 40 years!
Bryant, for the win!
Bam!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Good evening, my dear audiences. You are listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back. I'm Rachel.
Hello, everybody. This is Kyrie.
Now, let's first have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
In March the 7th, Dallas Mavericks won over Los Angeles Lakers 122 points to 111 points. Dirk Nowitzki, the great power forward, reached 30,000 points of his career.
Westbrook had his 31st triple-double of the season to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 102-92 on March 9th.
And FC Barcelona completed the biggest comeback in Championship League Europe history by beating Paris Saint-Germain 6-1 to reach the quarterfinals on March the 8th.
Bayern Munich confirmed their spot in the Champions League quarterfinals with a 5-1 win at Tianmen Arsenal to advance 10-2 on aggregate.
Chinese divers clinched 3 golds and 2 silvers at the Finnish Diving Boat Series 2017 and at the National Aquatic Center, the Water Cube, on March the 5th.
Now, let's check all this in detail.
It took almost 19 seasons for Dallas Mavericks legend Dirk Nowitzki to join the NBA's 30,000 points club. But he didn't have to wait long against the LA Lakers on Tuesday night. Nowitzki, who entered the game 20 points shy of the historic milestone, hit 30,000 points on a baseline jumper, which is his famous post. His Mavericks teammate and owner Mark Cuban mobbed him during a timeout while the American Airlines Center crowd gave him a roaring standing ovation. He waved to the crowd, his emotions peaking when he noticed longtime mentor tearing up. It's been sort of surreal. 30,000 is amazing. A lot of points, Dirk said after finishing with 25 points and 11 rebounds in the Mavs victory. This 7-foot-tall German became the 6th NBA player and the first international one to reach the Hallowed milestone, joining 4 Hall of Famers.
A 4-game losing streak that saw a brief window of opportunity at number 4 seed in the Western Conference quickly disappeared. That changed on Thursday against the San Antonio Spurs, with Westbrook producing one of his best overall performances of the season, notching his 31st triple-double with 23 points, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists as the Thunder won 102-92. Kawhi Leonard scored 19 points for the Spurs, but he took a hit in the head and neck area on a drive to the hoop by Oladipo in the third quarter. Spurs coach was unsure how serious the injury was.
And with Neymar on his platform, Barcelona scored 3 times from the 88th minute. The Sergio Roberto dramatic late goal set up by Neymar sent the Nou Camp fans wild and made their team the first to overturn a 4-0 first leg defeat. PSG seemed certain to go through after Adenson Carbonet scored a valuable goal. Barcelona needed 3 more goals to advance, and defeat seemed impossible. Even after Neymar's founding net with a free kick in the 88th minute. But the Brazil striker converted a penalty in the 90s and then followed up with a crisp pass for substitute Roberto to steer the ball beyond a goalkeeper in injury time. "This is the best match of my career," Neymar said. It was difficult after the match in Paris. "For the past week, I have been crazy to play this match, and we have made history."
The 7th successive season following a second half capitulation against Bayern Munich. A debated decision in the 53rd minute shattered any hopes of the Gunners becoming the first side in Champions League history to overturn a 4-goal deficit. Having also lost the first leg in Germany, 5-1, they led through Theo Walcott's stunning 20th-minute goal before Bayern were awarded a penalty that also resulted in a send-off. Defender Laurent Koscielny, Gunners boss Arsene Wenger, looked perplexed by the sudden change of heart by the official. The home side then fouled as Bayern scored 4 goals in 17 minutes. Arjen Robben roughed Alexis Sanchez of the ball before Douglas Costa made it 3-1 with a stunning solo goal.
Chinese diver Si Yajia scored women's 10 meters platform title with 406.6 points, edging her world champion teammate Ren Qian by 7.9 points. Si, who always won silver medals in recent years, finally made a breakthrough tonight. A men's 10 meters platform real Olympic titleist Chen Aishan grabbed gold with 556.2, while Lin Hao scored 554.7, only 1.5 points behind for the silver. British diver Thomas Daler clinched third. "This is the first time I take part in an individual men's Olympics. Chen and Lin from China are both very, very talented divers, so it is always my goal to beat them," said Daley.
So that's all for today's World Sports News. See you next week.
See you. Bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's highlight game. I'm Manny.
Hello, Tula, and I'm Yvette. There was bad news for me today as a supporter of Barcelona. Actually, I was still immersing in the happiness of the victory in the UEFA till today morning. We were defeated by the La Coruña, a sixth worst team in La Liga, struggling against the relegation. However, it was still an insane week for all the fans of Barca.
Ha ha ha. You know, I'm the supporter of Manchester City, so I'm neutral in this game. Anyhow, I have to admit that the reversal of Barcelona is really amazing.
Yeah, before this game, almost everyone lost the faith in Barcelona to go to the next round. The game held in February 15 was a disaster for Barcelona and its fans. The day PSG won the game by 4-0, they were repressive and did not give MSN any chance to score. After this game, the fans were all upset and desperated. In the history of UEFA Champions League, there is no one can reverse the game in the condition that lost 4 balls in the first round.
However, Barcelona have given us an incredible performance in the second round. The greatest comeback in the history of soccer occurred at Camp Nou in Barcelona on March 8, 2017. PSG was supposed to have ended Barcelona's dynasty 3 weeks ago in the first leg of their Champions League round of 8th final. Because it so comprehensively dismantled the Catalan Juggernauts at home in a 4-0 win, that it was globally assumed that the tie was over. PSG, after all, is a very strong team, and surely not even Barca and its best ever attacking trident could get the 5 goals it would need without surrounding one. Barca's 2-0 halftime lead before getting a third goal in the 50th minute on a Lionel Messi penalty brought Luis Enrique's side within just a goal of doing what was believed to be impossible. A 62nd minute volley by Edinson Cavani, however, seemed to kill off Barca's chances at last, reawakening the long simmering debate over the merits of an away goal rule.
Surely, Barcelona wasn't going to get another 3. But Neymar's late heroics salvaged Barca's European champion in dramatic fashion, keeping departing manager Luis Enrique's season on track for a second treble in 3 years. There's nothing that can explain the last 10 minutes of Barcelona's stunning comeback against PSG, needing 3 goals to advance. Barcelona somehow convert a gorgeous free kick for Neymar, a penalty on Suárez, and unlikely set piece goal for Sergio Roberto to move through. It was an incredible comeback.
Before this match, lots of fans was questioning the ability of Barcelona's coach Luis Enrique. He should be responsible for the horrible failure, and then he has declared that he would leave Barcelona after this season. When everyone was disappointed, he coached a legendary match to protect his reputation. He has brought lots of championship for Barcelona. Maybe it would be best to end up winning the Championship League.
Though it's an unforgettable match, it was really controversial, such as the judgment of the penalty. In fact, both teams should have a penalty for handball, but the referee chose to ignore them. What's more, Barcelona's 2 penalties in their epic comeback against PSG has further evidence that match officials need more help. Luis Suárez was accused of diving to earn Barcelona their 2nd penalty, while many felt Neymar also went down easily for the first spot kick of the game. The coach of Arsenal winger warns UEFA could face lawsuits for lack of video replay. It makes sense.
Whatever, congratulations to Barcelona. Wish them can go further in the UEFA Championship League.
This is the highlight game. Thank you for being with us.
See you next week at the same time. I'm Manny.
I'm Milad. Coming next is P4C. Stay tuned. Bye.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's 54C. This is Billy speaking.
This is Lee. Finally, I'm confident enough to talk about my favorite team in our program. The Washington Wizards is now ranking the 2nd in the Eastern Conference. And our all-star point guard John Wall can get 23 points and 11 assists per game on average. I mean, this is truly a great progress because 3 months before, this team was 2nd worst team in the Eastern Conference, and now we are the 2nd best. I believe John Wall will be selected in the All-NBA 2nd team.
And in my opinion, the top 3 guards are James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Stephen Curry. And Isaiah Thomas' performance is also phenomenal.
Yes, as a player who is as tall as me, he is really...
Wait.
What's wrong?
It should be honest, I don't think you are that tall.
Hey, I made a hut in my shoes. Forget it. Anyway, as these 2 players are now competing for the position of the All-NBA 2nd team, the game between the Wizards and the Celtics must be worth watching.
Meanwhile, as this season is coming to its end, every single game will influence the playoffs. The Raptors, the Celtics, and the Wizards are now having a fierce competition. None of them wants to stay 4th place in the Eastern Conference because no one wants to meet LeBron before they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So it seems that they both want the victory urgently.
I guess you still support the Wizards, right?
Of course. With Bogdanovic and Brandon Jennings joining us, we have more scoring players. And our 16 million center, Ian Mahimi, is having better chemicals with the team. Our bench is no longer the worst of the league. And our 5-star players can score 85.9 points per game this season. Believe it or not, that is the 4th highest among the league's history. And the top 3 are the Boston Celtics of 1985 to 1988, Four of their starters became members of the Hall of Fame after their retirement. There's no doubt that this team can do something special this season.
Although the Celtics are not as good as their predecessors, you should still not look down on them. Jay Crowder, Marcus Smart, and Avery Bradley are excellent defenders. In fact, every player of the team knows how to defend very well.
Except IT.
Yes, his height is his limitation, but he can contribute a lot in the offensive side. What's more, this team have a kind of momentum. It leads the team to face every of their enemy, trying everything to stop them, to defeat them. This is the tradition of the team since Kevin Garnett, maybe even earlier. This is what makes this team win 17 championships and become the first of all-time wins. And Brad Stevens, their coach, is also a great coach.
Speaking of the coach, our coach is no longer Randy Whitman anymore. Scott Brooks is the one who cultivated Durant, Westbrook, and Harden. I believe John Wall, Bradley Beal, and Otto Porter can also become top players with the help of this great coach.
They had met three times before this season. The Wizards won two of them. However, they failed to stop Isaiah Thomas. And you have to admit that John Wall didn't play as good as him in these games.
But basketball is a kind of sport that needs five players, right? John Wall is that kind of player who can help his teammates to have better performance. Take the game between the two teams on November the 10th as an example. Porter got a career-high 34 points and 14 rebounds.
But John Wall was ordered off the court for foul play that game.
Oh, that has multiple reasons. At that time, our team had an awful record and the mood was terrible. Everything has changed now. Our players can see their bright future now and all of them want to prove themselves on the stage of the playoffs. Meanwhile, some of them are hoping to use their performance to earn a big contract. You can see that even at that time we can defeat them. There's no reason to lose since we are currently a much better team.
Recently, the condition of the Celtics is indeed unstable. I don't know when they can recover. But as long as they got their defense back, the game can never be easy.
I won't worry about that since we have so much scorers. I predict that the Wizards will defeat the Celtics.
I really doubt that.
Fine. We'll find out the answer this Tuesday.
We all agree that this will be a really exciting game. Don't miss it. Well, that's all for today's Weekly 4C. I'm Billy.
I'm Steve. See you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye. And I need to wake up
now. Hello everyone, welcome to The Grey, I'm Maga. In March the 9th, the former player in Real Madrid, Alonso, announced on Instagram that he will retire at the end of that season, which made his fans very sad. So today I'm going to introduce him. Alonso was born in the small town of Tolosa, Gipuzkoa, Basque Country, into a family known for its footballing prowess. Alonso lived in the city of Barcelona for the first 6 years of his life and moved to San Sebastian thereafter. It was here that his passion for football began as he whiled away his childhood playing at Playa de la Concha. He progressed through the youth ranks and the reserve team at by January in 2001. The Real Sociedad were bottom of the league and its new manager, John Toshak, turned to the prodigious Alonso in the hope of reversing the team's fortunes. In a surprise move, the Welsh manager made 20-year-old Alonso the team captain, a position traditionally held by more senior players. By the end of the season, Sociedad had climbed out of the relegation zone and finished in 14th place. Toshak lauded Alonso, noting that the impression he had on the team were exceptional, especially for a player from the youth team. The 2002-03 season was the club's best league performance since the 1981-82 season, in which they won the league. The Basque team finished second, 2 points behind Real Madrid, setting the club record for their highest ever points total, and qualifying for the UEFA Championships. league for the first time. Alonso received much praise for his role in the team's success and was given the Best Spanish Player Award by Spanish sports magazine Don Balón. In addition, Alonso significantly contributed to the team's goal tally, scoring 12 goals in all competitions. His performances earned Alonso national repute, and Iñaki Saez, the coach of the Spanish national team, called him up for La Selección. Alonso made his international debut in April 2003 in a 4-0 friendly win over Ecuador. Saez raved over Alonso, saying, "He has a fantastic range of accurate passing and sees football with an extraordinary clarity." In 2004, Alonso arrived at Liverpool along with Luis Garcia from Barcelona, marking the beginning of a new era at Anfield. Liverpool's fifth place finish in the Premiership left much to be desired, but debut season glory still awaited Alonso in the form of the Champions League final. The team fell 3 goals behind Milan, but completed a dramatic second-half comeback. Liverpool, trailing 3-2, were awarded a penalty, and it was decided that Alonso would take the spot kick, while Dida, Milan's acclaimed Brazilian goalkeeper, managed to save the penalty. Alonso fired the rebound into the roof of the net, bringing the score to 3-3. Extra time passed without a goal from either team, and Liverpool won 3-2 in the penalty shootout. Alonso was praised for his pivotal influence on the team's comeback, and manager Benitez reinforced his importance to the team. Alonso was ecstatic with a win, commenting, "This is the best moment in my professional career." Alonso completed his $30 million move to Real Madrid on August 5th in 2009. Alonso was given the number 22 jersey in Madrid and played in a holding midfield position. He scored his first goal for his new team on February 21st in 2010, a penalty against Villarreal in a 6-2 win on January 8th in 2014. He signed a contract extension with Real Madrid, which would have kept him at the club until 2016. On April 29th in 2014, Real Madrid defeated Bayern Munich 4-0 in the second leg of their Champions League semi-final to qualify for the final on a 5-0 aggregate win. Alonso received a yellow card after a sliding tackle on a Bastian Schweinsteiger in the first half. As he already had two before the match, this ruled him out of the final. He claimed his second Champions League winner's medal as Real defeated Atletico Madrid 4-1 in extra time. On August 29th in 2014, Alonso moved to Bayern Munich on a 2-year deal for an undisclosed fee. He made his debut the following day, starting in a 1-1 draw at Schalke 04. A complete, consistent, hard-working, and versatile midfielder, Alonso is regarded as one of the best players of his generation and is effective both creatively and defensively, gifted with good technique, excellent vision and varied passing range. He excels in the center in a deep-lying playmaking role where he can best use his accurate long passing ability to create goal-scoring chances for teammates. He also possesses a powerful and accurate shot from distance, and he is an effective set-piece and penalty kick taker. There is no doubt that Alonso is a great football player. Although he may leave the football soon, we just hope he can enjoy his life as the rest of his life. So that's all for today's The Great. Thank you for your listening. See you next time. Bye.
Hello everyone, I am Nist. This week, Yo Man, I am going to introduce one sport that you might see in our CUC playground, and it's way more interesting than it looks like. What I'm talking about is softball. As one of the players in CUC softball team, I highly recommend you guys to have a try on this activity. Softball is now well spread in China. As a variant from baseball, it is very popular in other countries, especially in Japan. Unlike baseball, softball is less generous, so that it is why we call it soft. Therefore, it is more suitable for girls, but it can hurt you easily if you don't play carefully. Football is actually not that soft as you might be thinking. Hearing this, you might want to ask me how this stuff works, how it becomes interesting. Here is how we play. Like other sports, softball also has two parts, the defense and the offense. Normally, we decided to offense through drawing laws or rock, paper, scissors. The game can last anywhere from 3 to 7 innings or 1 to 2 hours, depending on the league, rules, and type of softball. However, 7 innings is the most common. In each inning, each team bats until 3 batters have been put out. The teams take turns batting, and the play begins with the umpire saying play ball. After the batter is ready and all fielders except the catcher are in fair territory, the pitcher stands at the pitching plate and attempts to throw the ball past the batter to the catcher behind home plate. The throw, or pitch, must be made with an underarm motion. The ball must be released below the hip when the hand is no farther from the hip than the elbow to get it in the strike zone. Once the ball is hit into fair territory, the runner must try to advance to first base or beyond. While running to first base, the batter is a better runner. When she safely reaches first, when she becomes a base runner or runner. If the player hits the ball and advances to a base without a fielding error or an out being recorded, then she is called a base hit. When your team successfully got 3 base hits, which means you killed 3 people on the court, your team can switch to play offense and start to score. The bases must be reached in order counterclockwise, starting with first base. After hitting the ball, the batter may advance as many bases as possible. An advance to first base on the one hit is a single. To second base is a double. To third base is a triple. And to home plate is a home run. Home runs are usually scored by hitting the ball over the outfield fence, but may be scored on a hit which does not go over the fence. A run is scored when a player has touched all 4 bases in order, proceeding counterclockwise around them. They may not be touched on the same play. A batter may remain safely on the base while a player proceeds and attempt to advance on a later play. When time is out, the team has scored most win the game. If the game is tied, play usually continues until a decision is reached. By using the international tiebreaker rule of or if time is expired, the score will be just tied. Starting in the top of the last inning, the batting team starts with the best runner on second base, which is the player who is the last available to bat. Those are basic rules, but the rule may change depending on which style you play. If you want to play well, you need to hit the ball as fast as you might fly and run as fast as you can towards those 4 bases. What's more, you need to do good defense in case at first your team play defense. You have to kill 3 players, which means all of you need to catch the ball as quickly as you can before the strikers run to the bases. It requires speed and reaction. It is interesting because you never know where the ball is going to be before it is dropped. You need to stay focused. You need to learn to use your glove well. Do you attempt to give your shot? I will be waiting for you at the playground. And our team will join the Beijing Softball League next month. I'm very looking forward to it. Okay, that's all for today's Yo Man. I'm Nick. See you next time.
Cast producer
Yvette 李一飞
broadcaster
Ivan 刘思悦
Billy 刘浩鹏
journalist
Manny 张端信
Rachel 荣苑婷
Letty 雷婷
Ada 徐阳
Ines 唐一周
Steve 赵月央
Kyrie 于浩明。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。